This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Here we go. It is hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. Woolchuck's top 10 at 420 is coming up next. Okay, he's had at least five or six shots.
You got me going back to back?
He's going back to back here.
Hey, that's a badass shirt right there.
Leading over 30 minutes of G-Bag Nation segment here. Join us live. Plenty of time to come on out, have some dinner, fellowship with us. And here's Woolchuck right now with his Chuck Wagon.
All right, Duke's looking fantastic. They're beating the crap out of Mount St. Mary's. Cooper Flagg, he doesn't even need to play in the second half. 91-47, they are cruising to victory. Vandy and St. Mary's could be a good one to monitor here in the second half. 42-36, Vandy is up. And I thought North Carolina had a chance to upset Ole Miss. They are getting destroyed at halftime, 44-26. Maybe you got another Tar Heel comeback in them. And then Maryland and Grand Canyon have just tipped 11-7. The Terps are up early as we are watching all things tournament here. Cold beers and cheeseburgers, come party. It's absolutely fantastic. The environment is a booming. Okay, if you guys happen to talk about any of this while I was moonlighting on KNC, Monday through Wednesday, let me know. Right, I apologize. Can't always turn it on.
100%. I got you back
for
bro.
Everything.
I got you
right.
back, dog.
Did you talk about the Last Chance U lawsuit?
No, sir.
All right. So you guys remember, and we've played some of the audio of him, Jason Brown, the
coach.
Yeah,
Coach Brown. He's wild,
crazy. The things that come out of his mouth.
He doesn't shower after a loss.
Yeah, I think he. No. That's Fran
guy.
Brown. That's the Syracuse.
It's a different Brown.
Coach. Yeah. Different Brown.
Okay. Winners get washed.
Winners get washed.
This is Jason Brown, who was at East Mississippi Community College, starred in Last Chance U. I think was on there for two seasons.
This is the guy that's wild.
Yeah,
fuck
kids.
Wild. He's like called out Mina Kimes. I think he got fired from East Mississippi for making some type of Nazi comparison, and that's what did him. Yeah.
He goes to the whiteboard with a drink in his hand as he's drawing the plays.
Yes, so he's got his own podcast that he's doing. It's wild. He's apparently filed a $30 million lawsuit in L.A. County. He claims in the lawsuit that his appearance in Last Chance U cost him money because the show and its producers portrayed him in a false and offensive light through selective editing and misrepresentation.
Impossible. All I have to do is go down his timeline on Twitter and Instagram, and it's just that over and over again. If they edited you that way, you are leaning into the character, sir.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I don't think Last Chance U is editing your podcast and anything that you're putting on social media, to your point, and you still seem like a very crude and offensive individual.
Yeah, if you mean editing, meaning we're going to take the actual footage of your podcast and then air it, to make you look bad, then I guess you're right, sir. But it's tough look, Woolchuck. You hate to see it.
Yeah, it's absolutely brutal.
$30 million is fat.
Yeah, he's not going to win this.
The dude who had the degenerative Schwann situation from the spilled Starbucks got 50. This dude thinks this is worth 30.
Mm. Might as well shoot for it.
Yeah, he's not going to win that. But it's also a good name, reason to get his name back in the news. Maybe that's what he's going for.
And he's hoping for a settle out.
Yeah, maybe they end up just giving him a mil.
Away for a mil.
Yeah, something like that. Sticking with the lawsuit conversation, California Six Flags has been sued after a roller coaster allegedly caused deadly brain damage.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is not good. Did you talk about this one?
No. It was a potential
I got like a
L.
Cramp going on here. This is weird.
Where are you
cramping? An oblique cramp. I get those sometimes.
Yeah, an oblique cramp. This is terrible.
Gas.
It's gas?
Is it sharp?
Yeah, it's real sharp. Bro. It's real sharp.
It pulls on you.
God, it hurts.
Shame that over at Lucius.
Lucius, can you rub this one?
Do what you got to do.
Pause. No, I'm
going to it would sound like that doorbell cam from that chick yesterday,
I got to get
Lucius.
It. It's going to be okay. So the family of a man who died after riding one of these rides, oh, thank you so much, out of Six Flags in California, has filed a lawsuit wake of his death. The first ride that meets the definition of what most people would consider a roller coaster, cars attached to a track designed to get adrenaline flowing, right? So this Six Flags is currently working on what will be the tallest and fastest roller coaster in existence when it tentatively opens for business this year.
Does that excite you guys when you hear that?
No, I'm not into it. In fact,
thank you.
I almost had to get divorced after a roller coaster. We did Cosmic Rewind at Disney World when we went in August. When I was a child, I was like 12 years old. I used to have seizures. And I took medication. They were like, you'll grow out of this thing. But there's like a certain feeling you get right before you're about to have the seizure. And roller coasters will cause that for me. Mm. So I just like, it's not a fear of I'm scared to go on.
Is it the motion sickness?
A little bit of the motion sickness, yes. Now, Cosmic Rewind, I'm sure most people enjoy it. My wife loves it. It's her favorite ride. So she gets me to go on this thing. I almost die. Mm. I thought I was going to die.
Mm. And have a seizure?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
So we get off this thing.
Like the whole time you're on the roller coaster and it's feeling it, or is it after thing?
No,
like,
both. Both. Wow. It took me a while.
Is it the anxiety that gets you?
I don't know. I don't think it's an anxiety thing. I think it's just like the speed and the twists and the spins.
Yes.
And
your body's not meant to do that.
I'm just like closing my eyes and just holding on to whatever is in front of me for
dear
life.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
And just praying that it ends. But that was a pretty long ride. Mm-hmm. At least it felt it was very long. Thank you so much, Gary. We've loaded up with two now. This is going to be great. we get off this ride, and there are people around, and I am just...
You're livid.
Yeah, and I'm saying some things I probably shouldn't say.
Well, you're energized by a near-death experience.
And I'm ticked. Yeah. And I'm like, I told you I didn't want to do this. I've explained this to you. She thinks I'm just being a P-word. Right. I'm like, that's not the case.
Yeah.
But sometimes I am.
See, they don't really want you to be vulnerable, as I was saying last week.
I'm letting you know, hey, you go on this. I'm going to support you. Do your thing. I'm going to cruise around, do whatever else while you do this ride. I don't want to do it. Well, I go on there. I did it, and I hated it. And, I said a lot of bad things. It kind of ruined the entire day.
Sorry
it bled
about
into
that.
The next
Had
day.
You been drinking?
No, there was no, and that's how you know it was like
a sober
rampage.
Envy.
Yeah, it was bad. It was like the Zeke thing when we were leaving the airport.
Yeah.
And I found out he was coming back to the Cowboys. It was not good.
Well, like fear can really ignite rage and anger.
So this roller coaster.
It can.
Rises 640 feet in the air.
Why don't you do that shot while you're at it?
Features a 519-foot drop, reaches a max speed of 155.3 miles per hour.
What?
Yeah. Insane.
Georgia Bulldog players just scoff at that.
Oh, my God.
So I guess
I'm laughing at it right now.
You mean that's it?
155? I'm going 175.
Light work, bro. Nitro Tuggle is just giggling to himself.
I got
to
hit me in this one now. So Christopher Hawley, who was 22 years old, he graduated from San Diego State. He rode this during a trip to Magic Mountain last summer. And I guess he suddenly, abruptly, and violently ended up jolting to a halt. Had trouble walking when he exited with complaining of a headache, and he subsequently lost consciousness before he was taken to a nearby hospital where a CT scan determined he'd suffered catastrophic brain trauma, and then he passed away the following day.
Oh no.
Terrible.
You got to shut that place.
What was the brain trauma from?
They're saying it was from the roller coaster.
You need a Hans device to withstand something like that, you know?
I would think because, you know what, when you ride the Texas Giant, it's so bumpy.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it was doing that situation, but I guess, stopping and starting one good time with
like, jerked
Lucius,
in motion.
You ever read the runaway mind train out there at Six Flags?
Hell yeah.
That thing, clackety, 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 yeah. clackety. And then, and then they let you go.
And they got some fun rides out there at Six Flags in Arlington. I like the Batman rides, Mr. Freeze and all those other ones connected to that.
Yeah.
I love those.
Hey, where would you rank the one where you stick to the wall, the circular?
Oh, the old school joints?
And the thing where the floor comes, the floor. Have you ever been on one of those?
Hell awful. No. Never would do that.
You ever did? You stick to the wall?
You never did that, man?
Used to do that.
It's like the introductory for the kids, like to start to get into the adult rides.
Yeah, no.
You can do this one right here. Just lean against the wall and go up and down.
Ever since I rode the teacups.
Teacups are so bad.
Teacups.
Why would you do the teacups?
The spin factor. It's just
you retired from rides at teacups.
Teacups was where I really got introduced to the fact that I need Dramamine just to walk into Six Flags.
Okay,
it's like the spin.
That's right.
Yeah. And people are doing the teacup things and spinning the thing. Are you like going to think about punching them?
Yes. Yeah. But well, now
he's now lashing out and getting angry.
Like I'm completely out on that.
Stop it, man! Stop that.
It's not good.
Like the Superman is one of those rides that I'm like. I really don't ever need to do it again. It's not. But if I was there, because there's no. It's just an up and down deal. Yeah, I did the Superman.
Oh, God, no.
That's scary. It's not a twisty. It's the twisty factor.
You're too high up there.
What's the ride where they you're in the chair and you're the chains are holding you as you're going around? Like
it's
like it's like the swings.
Oh yeah, they go very high up there in Arlington.
See, that's
as well.
What I'm saying. Yeah. I could
you're
see,
like 90 degrees and that thing's topping off.
I could see my big ass like just disconnecting and ending
and now
up
you're flying
like
somewhere
in lot three over there. Oh look, there he goes.
That'd be one of the funniest visuals.
That would be hilarious.
Like somebody's trying to land a plane in
like 6'4" broad is flying through the air.
American Airlines is coming in. I'm over
like
the
top. National Lampoon's movie. That'd be incredible. That would be. Shout out to the players that are going to be in EA Sports College Football 2025.
It's in the game.
So last year they only paid $600.
Yeah.
To have your name, image, and likeness in it. They upped it because the game made so much damn money last year. $1,500 now.
More.
Plus royalties.
How about $5,000 per player?
They're getting royalties?
Yeah, there was an added note about some level of royalties. I don't know what the actual...
They're about to go to their mailbox and get like 35 cents worth of royalty checks.
Pretty much.
That'd be nice. Yeah, you're going to be getting royalty checks for a while.
Yeah.
Last thing here in the chuck wagon, 17-year-old wakes up from knee surgery.
Wrong knee.
Can only speak in a foreign language.
Ooh. I love these.
This does happen. Like, I've heard about this from time to time.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. There is a name for it.
I don't know what it is, but there is a name for that syndrome.
Do you know of anyone, or have you ever experienced where you wake up from a surgery, he could only speak in a foreign language? Not only that, he repeatedly insisted that he was in the United States. When, I don't know, I guess maybe he wasn't in the United States. He was speaking Dutch for 24 hours after an orthopedic surgery combined with a brief confused state, including disorientation of place and the inability to recognize his parents.
Yeah.
How do you learn a whole other language?
Okay, so
like, how did you even know there's other...
I guess this is foreign language syndrome. When patients switch from their native language and fixate for a period of time.
It's a ball sacking story.
No, this second language.
This particular
kid. It's not a ball sack,
Brian. It was a language. It was a language that he studied in school.
There we go.
And he wasn't dialed with it, apparently. But it was like he was good enough to like make sense with it.
Okay.
And so that's what I learned. And then apparently it was for like 24 hours that he's just talking Dutch. And then all of a sudden his friends show up to the hospital to hang out with him or whatever. Yeah. And then he snapped back into talking English.
Lost the gift.
And then for a period he could understand Dutch and he couldn't speak it. And then eventually he ended up being fine here. But that is a wild deal.
So it's only a 24-hour thing?
Yeah, it's just like
a language he was already messing with a little bit. So it came fluently to him. Everything he's been looking at finally came to him at some point.
Exactly.
All the block. Because I was like, man, what came first? Man or language?
Yeah, dude.
Where did you get this story?
Don't ask questions. Okay. It's been sourced
through
multiple outlets. Yeah, you have another shot. I'm so glad that I drove with Brian today.
They brought me one as well, so I got an extra shot. I don't know who wants
it. I got two waiting for me.
Give that to the bully.
On this Tola window flag.
Okay, last thing I want to get to. I know I teased.
We're going to get the trough tonight.
Cheers.
Right?
Dallas Stars are number 4 right now in the power rankings, according to ESPN. They dropped a spot from 3 to 4. I don't like this skid.
No, who's ahead of us?
I wish. Here, can I be honest with you?
You want to be honest with me?
I wish they would have dropped that down even further, and then DeBoer could walk in with printouts, throwing that on the locker.
There he goes, Will Chambers.
Will Chambers,
a March legend.
That's synonymous with the madness.
Dropping a spot, no bueno.
No bueno.
I know. But that needed to be put them at 7 or 8, and then you're DeBoer and you're walking in saying, this is where we are, boys. This is where we're at. Give him some bulletin. One spot's almost like whatever.
Like when a good team takes an L?
Yes.
Oh, now I get to dig into you because you need it.
Go get it, Vince Lombardi.
Right.
I will eat your ass.
I'm not concerned yet, though, Wolchuk. Two more losses. That was a little sudden.
Well, it's a drop.
Yeah, it's a drop.
They've lost
three of four. Two more losses, I think you have a four-alarm fire going on.
You're right. That was inappropriate and vulgar.
They still haven't lost three in a row.
No, you're right. Pete DeBoer will not allow that to happen.
It's just a wake-up call kind of situation. There he is, the Woolly Bully with this Chuck Wagon. Ow! Every single
One
day
story
here
factual.
On 105
Shut up,
the
Ryan.
Fan. You love it. Okay. We're talking a Cowboys win-want ratio coming up at 440. The win-want ratio. You got to hear about this. But coming up next, the top 10 at 420. Well, Chuck, what's the subject?
Top 10 biggest upsets in March Madness history. What is your favorite all-time Cinderella upset? That's next in the Nation.
All right, thank you, KW. In for Lucius Alexander today. Lucius at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers with us in Euless. I think they just had like three Oreo milkshakes delivered.
That looks like something
to behold. I think Gary is appealing to our weaknesses once again here. They got something for everybody. Okay, Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. We'll be here all the way till 7 o'clock. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
All right, let's do it. The top 10 best upsets in March Madness history. Now, the 817 did text in and say, drunk radio is absolutely the worst radio to listen to. Turning it off. I don't think any of us are even drunk. We're not that drunk.
Do they want us to talk more draft? What do we want us to
talk? Talk whatever you want.
The Snake Man just handed me a PB&J slider with jalapenos on it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad because he's paused. I'm going to the bathroom, pulls me aside, and he's talking to me about this slider.
Snake Man?
He's like, dude, yes. He's like, who can I give this to? I said, give it to Eric.
It's
a PB&J slider with jalapenos on it. Give it to Eric. He'll
got my attention, too, shortly after I left the urinal.
Okay.
I said, Eric.
I thought it was a little bit awkward.
Me too.
Like to pull somebody aside as you're trying.
He's a great Tolo, though.
No,
so
he's
I understood.
Sweet, sweet man. But
and we know Eric can eat it.
Yeah.
You ever seen the Flintstones? That thing that was the trash compactor.
Oh yeah, that's Eric.
It's Eric,
that
bro.
Is Eric.
Hey, Halloween! I'm about to find me one of those.
That was the funniest thing ever. Stephanie Blumenthal, who's one of our sales reps, is talking to Eric about what to order, and she's selling you on that Juicy Lucy. It's like a cheeseburger or
that's a
grilled cheese. Yeah. Mixed with the Juicy Lucy patty, the burger patty, which has the cheese inside it.
Cheese inside.
Wow. And Eric's complaining, like, yeah, but we got to go to this dinner afterwards. I also got to have barbecue. I'm like, dude, why are you worried? You can totally eat that and still eat the barbecue later. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
She was actually trying to get me to do the O-lineman, where the buns are actually grilled cheeses.
You should do it.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to get you to take your shirt off again?
Yeah, we are.
No. That, with all the grilled cheeses I've been consuming, it's really not an option.
Well, Stephanie did say on Wednesday, if you're cute and you want to come out here, she'll buy you lunch. So, hey, shoot your shot with Stephanie Blumenthal.
She's single again, huh?
Has she never not been? All right, let's get to the biggest upsets in March Madness history. 877-881-1053.
What
is your favorite upset in the history of the Madness? Now, I've got 13 total on this list. They didn't really number it 1 through 10, so I'm just going to read it off as is.
Okay.
All right? Is that okay with you guys?
Well, so this is a...
This ought to be fun.
I'm going to go from the bottom to the top.
It's a top 10, but it's in no particular order.
I'm going to make it a damn order now because you guys are already giving the judgy, and I'm not here for it.
I'm not wagging my finger
screw
at you. How's your cramps?
Not good, dude. It's like alternating sides. It started on the left side, now it's on the right side.
You don't have appendicitis, do you, or something like that?
I don't know.
No, if it's both sides, then it can't be appendicitis, right?
Is that a one-sided type thing?
I think it's a one-sided deal.
Mm. So I should be clear on that.
There's a quick trip down the street. I can get you some Midol during an NFL segment or something.
You did say it's gas.
Gas or, maybe just having the cramps.
Little PMS.
Should I go try poo?
Yeah.
You know I don't like to do that in public, though.
Drink a lot of pickle juice. It helps.
The idea of a sort of a volleyball situation inside your guts with this cramp right now sounds awful.
It's awful. It hurts.
Chance that Wolchek actually helps me get to the next location with directions.
You know I'm your GPS guy. I'm that guy.
Screw you.
Okay?
I can be a great GPS guy. I've done it for you.
No, Wolchek for me is actually impressive.
Thank you.
But the way you might try and F with Broadus tonight.
I think you will.
I'm going to probably try and not get us there.
But all of a sudden, we're at Hurtado.
All of a sudden, we show up at the Chinese. Yeah, we're at Hurtado.
We're at the Superior Barbecue Establishment. We're in Arlington at the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Oh, home.
Kidney stones. People are alleging that you're dehydrated right now.
Okay, well, I just got some more water.
Thank you. The text is saying that you're dehydrated.
No, please don't be kidney stones, man. I would not wish those on anybody.
One of the big things you need to make sure you're really licking that salt on those next three tequila shots.
I've been licking the hell out of the salt.
Don't.
Lick that salt. That salt. Oh, okay. The salt, I think, is what helps hydrate you.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it dehydrates me when I drink, so I stay no salt on the rim, please.
It's the sodium factor, right? Isn't that why pickle juice is good for the cramps?
I think you're going to have to lick that salt.
Yeah, the sunflower seeds.
You're right.
I do appreciate all the positive feedback we just got after the one person was upset about the drunk radio. But thank you so much. 817, barfing at the talking with your mouth full crap of a segment. Be better.
Oh, it must have been to Eric.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Eating the sandwich.
You know, sometimes we get some really mean stuff that comes on here.
God, that's why I don't look at that.
If you're texting me right now,
you're wasting your time.
No, I don't see it. There's a lot of people that will text specifically at you, and then I will reply for you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And I'll say, Brian doesn't look at this, but this is, I know you, and this is kind of what you think.
Yeah, and you're right. He's a total idiot.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys doing that. It's good play.
You're also just sensitive.
You guys are good teammates. I really appreciate that.
Okay, 2023, Princeton beats Arizona. That was a 15-2, and Princeton got the win. Arizona has the distinction of being the only team to show up on this list two times for all the wrong reasons. So Arizona, not good. We've got 2022, St. Peter's beating Kentucky. That's a rough one for Will Chambers. St. Peter's was responsible for one of the more enjoyable Cinderella stories in recent memory, and it all started with that first-round tilt with Kentucky. Surprisingly tight contest from the start. Two teams were trading blows the entire game. Ended up tied at 71 by the end of regulation. Wildcats were able to jump out to a four-point lead in the final frame. But the Peacocks, yes, the Peacocks, managed to surge back and took the lead that stood until they walked away with that 85-79 win. St. Peter's eventually would dispatch of Murray State and Purdue before its wildly unlikely run came to an end with a loss to North Carolina in the Elite Eight. But what a story that was.
It's like North Carolina now. They beat them.
Peacocks.
Yes, the Fighting Peacocks, 15 seed going all the way to the Elite Eight.
I love a good Cinderella run in this thing.
Oral Roberts, the Beats.
ORU, Tulsa, stand up. Lucius, your dad watching that every day? I mean, like the Sundays?
Oh, you know,
my dad.
He'll bring up people. Oh, yeah, I know so-and-so from ORU.
It's a side conversation.
Yeah. So-and-so preacher.
No, Oral Roberts. No, he's on TV.
To do a damn segment here, Brian.
Okay. Oral Roberts, go ahead.
Oral Roberts beats Ohio State.
We have a testy, woolly, bully
15
sighting.
15 versus a 2.
You asked for this.
Yep. Then we've got 2016. It's a lot of 15 over 2s, by the way. Middle Tennessee beats Michigan State. And I will acknowledge I'm actually an idiot.
What year was this?
Pull my soda away from Wooly Bully's sphere of influence.
Yeah,
please.
Before he knocks it on my computer.
You think that I'm, like, knocking
stuff? It can happen, bro.
Could.
It can happen.
But I've got a water right in front of me.
And then if it does happen, it was like, oh, you're so drunk. But really, it was a real mistake.
If you want to rage, Wooly, you know, I don't want any impediments on you.
It's a terrible show because of you, Woolchuck.
Hey, I'll take it. It's fine with me.
Get some help.
I do need some help in a lot of ways. Another 15 seed. You remember Florida Gulf Coast?
Yes.
That was a great run. 15 seed beating 2 Georgetown.
Were they Lob City or something like that?
That was back in 2013. They were a newcomer to Division I in 2013.
Their head coach got the USC job.
Yes, he did. Only 13-point underdog against Georgetown heading into their first-round showdown. Look at you.
How do you know this stuff, Brian?
You're
not even chat GPTing right now.
No, I'm not connected. I'm not connected.
AI brought us.
Yeah.
Made a hell of a run. Went to the Sweet 16 before losing to Florida. Then we've got Lehigh beating Duke. I'll never forget that in 2012.
I thought that was Kansas.
That was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Because when you get Lehigh, you mess around and never come down.
That's true. You don't want to go that high. Norfolk State. And this is like, do you think Norfolk State should change their name?
No, baby, 757.
That's tricky, though. Norfolk,
all over the map.
Norfolk State. Like, you could say that in a bad way. That would be an FCC violation.
Okay, I got you.
You got to, like, slow it down when you say it. You know what I mean?
You got Khaki Kevin on the board today.
Didn't think about that until now. Yeah, you're right.
It's a slippery slope, that one.
In his bag, Zachary is heating up.
Thank you. They beat number two, Mizzou. So a lot of these are 15s over two so far. Then we go to 2001. I can't say I remember this one. Hampton beating Iowa State. Are you familiar with this one, Brian?
Hampton.
That's 757-2 as well.
Yeah. Hampton against Iowa State, who had a formidable weapon thanks to Jamal Tinsley. And the Cyclones were largely in charge of the game. They led by a score of 57-48, 7 minutes to go in the second half. However, things took a turn when the Pirates started to put up points while Iowa State failed to answer, and Tarvis Williams capped off a 10-0 run with a jumper with 69 seconds left, really 6.9 seconds left, that gave Hampton the 58-57 lead that would stand until the clock expired. They met Georgetown in round two, were unable to hang with the Hoyas. That sent them home, but a big upset there for Hampton, knocking off the Cyclones.
Jamal Tinsley was a nice player there for a while.
Good player?
Yeah.
All right, we go to 1997. This is prime Gavin Dawson. Coppin State. I know you remember Coppin State now. Beating South Carolina. Pastry Chef Eric. Big time Coppin State. Big time
Baltimore
Coppin State.
Up. Maryland.
UMBC is not the only school in Baltimore responsible for a massive upset. As Coppin State got in on the action more than two decades before that historic feat, the Eagles were 30-point dogs when they headed to Pittsburgh to face off against South Carolina in search of the program's first ever win in the NCAA tournament. They managed to get in a fairly resounding manner as they ended up checking that box with a 78-65 victory. Not only were they 30-point dogs, they won by double digits.
I was working at the Fishing and Hunting News in Seattle during those tournaments.
Jim McCormick,
97-98.
Jimmy, you were crushing it.
Bob Harris here. You want to buy a knife?
we were selling the magazine. You got the knife for free, bro.
What was that?
Oh,
was
so easy.
Why do I always forget the damn name?
Jim McCormick.
Jim McCormick is hilarious. All right, Jim McCormick.
Jim McCormick here, Fishing and Hunting News.
1993.
Did you get that free knife I sent you?
How many names did you sift through, or did that just hit you?
That was the first ones we came up with, yeah.
Have you ever checked into a hotel and been Jim McCormick?
No, that sounds fun.
Jim McCormick is a badass fan.
That is a badass name.
The hair, sir.
Yeah.
The golden locks are flowing,
look at this guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Silver Fox.
That was good, dude. How are you?
My first two initials are GM. So that's how I got to GM.
That makes sense.
Have you checked in under a different name in a hotel?
Never.
Never?
Never.
I used Bill Bixby a few times.
Bill Bixby? Yeah.
Gardner McKay.
Okay.
I've used Schmoly a few times.
me and Brodus are down low. We're doing a lot of stuff out here.
Oh, I believe it. I've seen something besides Brian like that.
Yeah. Well, when you're holding the hand with someone that has an Adam's apple, you don't want to give your real name.
That's true. And hairy-ass legs. 93, Santa Clara beating Arizona. That's when Zona's on it for the second time. 91,
Richmond.
Was that
a Luke Olsen or a Sean Miller?
Why are you asking questions?
That was Steve Nash. Steve Nash.
This was 93. It is Steve Nash.
That would be Luke Olsen.
Freshman guard on his roster by the name of Steve Nash.
Who'd he beat?
Mike Bibby? Beat Arizona. Bibby's not even listed here. I don't know. I was born this year. I was born in 91.
Always has questions, man. And it's usually I just don't know.
I can't answer half of them. 91, Richmond
who
beat Syracuse.
Was coach there at the time?
15 versus 2. But the number one upset in tournament history.
Arizona wore red that day.
2023, we've got Fairleigh Dickinson beating the number one ranked Purdue Boilermakers with Zach Edey. They were 23.5-point dogs And this school, Fairleigh Dickinson, which I thought we were getting ball sacked, I did not think that was a real school name. It was. They got a 63-58 win. It was short-lived because FAU, who ended up making a great run, I think at least the Elite Eight, maybe the Final Four out of Conference USA, beat them in the next round. So there you go. Biggest upsets in March Madness history.
Well, that's a great list, Wolchuck.
Thank you, Wolchuck. We're live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers.
I thought that was my best word.
Comes to wanting to win. What mode are the Cowboys in? That's next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3
The Fan.
When it comes to foundation repair, though, you got to listen up right here. There's only one name I trust, Permapure Foundation Repair. If you own a home, most of our number one investment, you got to have a great foundation repair team, and you can do no better than Permapure. I love these guys. Have them out to the house. You'll feel the same way. You'll see the professionalism. They're the real deal. Texas-owned, Texas-operated, 30-plus years. And, yeah, they're so good. The pros in real estate, the pros in construction and home repair, they all trust Permapure as well. They do the job right, and they do it at a very competitive price. Some of the big-name competitors, they'll charge you significantly more for the same or even lesser work than what Permapure does. Permapure is innovative. They tackle repairs that other companies either can't do, don't even realize need to be done. That's the Permapure advantage, and you're going to see just like I have, they are second to none, okay? And a lot of the local competition here in town, they're actually former Permapure employees. That tells you really all you need to know. The originators of foundation perfection right here are guys Permapure. So if you got like cracks in your brick, maybe sticky doors, uneven floors, just do a little bit of an inspection. And if you have concerns, call my friends at Permapure. Go to PermaPier.com. That's permapier.com. When shift happens, trust the experts, trusted by the pros. Call Permapure Foundation Repair now. Salute.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, wait till you see where they have the Cowboys slotted here. How much does every NFL owner want to win a team-by-team breakdown of their efforts? We go to The Athletic, where our buddy Mike Jones that we interviewed on Radio Row in New Orleans has written this article. How you doing over there, Brian?
Good. Aren't you supposed to say something when say the name Mike Jones?
Mike Jones, bitch.
It definitely bopped in my head. I definitely heard Mike Jones. Who Mike Jones?
Okay.
Thank you.
It definitely bounced around in my head.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Carry on, Dawson.
No, we're good. We're good. Okay, so they have contention mode. All right, this is the top of the heap right here. Contention mode is the Ravens, Bills, Lions, Chiefs, Eagles. Right? I don't really have a bone to pick with that. Okay, that's the top of the food chain right there, okay. Tier number one. After that, Brian, is tier two, willing to do what it takes to win. Should the Cowboys be in this tier? You have the Packers, Chargers, Rams, Dolphins, Vikings, Niners, Buccaneers, Commandos. Tier two, willing to do what it takes to win.
Yeah.
No Cowboys.
Should be in tier one is what you should be.
Tier three is, well, you know, this is their current state.
No, I know.
This is great in their current state.
But, yeah, let's find a way to get to tier one.
Should be. I'd be doing whatever it takes.
Yeah, me too.
Content to compete is tier three. Cardinals, Bengals, Saints.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. Obviously, you want to be in tier one. Are you freaking kidding me?
Sorry about that.
No Cowboys. Still content to compete. That's where I would think, yeah, maybe they're there, right? They're just trying to be a team that could make the playoffs. Not there. We go to trying to get it right, tier four.
Oh, wow.
Panthers, Bears, Broncos.
Panthers?
Texans, Raiders.
Oh, jeez.
Patriots, Seahawks, end of list.
Wow. Damn.
They got the Cowboys down here in
tier
five.
How many teams are left?
Not a lot.
Maybe eight.
Oh, jeez.
Be my guess.
Not a lot.
Tier five is stuck in struggle mode.
Yes, that's Cowboys right there.
Sounds
ding,
like
ding.
Got a thumbs up from Lucius.
Lucius, when did you officially quit on the Cowboys?
Was that 2016?
There you go.
Yeah, around there.
Was it the Cardinals game, the Monday night game?
It was just too much going on.
Too much.
I was like, all right, that's enough.
I'm done. Just like Jordan Lewis just did. Yeah. Here's their breakdown on why they have the Cowboys here in Tier 5 struggling to figure it out or whatever they said. Struggling, stuck in struggle mode. Jerry Jones loves to claim he wants to win another Super Bowl in the worst way, but above all, Jones loves being the center of attention and maintaining control. Look at Mike Jones just spelling it out like he's a local guy. He says that causes him to hold on to coaches too long because he doesn't want to pay him not to work. Or to pass on hiring the most talented coaches because they might want more power than he's willing to cede. Jones also tends to drag out player negotiations because he's determined to pay them on his timeline, even if it means ultimately costing himself more in the long run.
Yeah, I think you could probably pinpoint the turn in the Cowboys organization to me. If you go back and watch the America's Game episode after the 93 Super Bowl, the back-to-back when they beat the Bills in the Georgia Dome. And Jimmy Johnson is talking about how he traded for, I believe it was Tony Casillas at the time. And then he looks up on the TV and Jerry is having a press conference about how he just traded for Tony Casillas. And Jimmy's like, okay.
We're done here.
You didn't do anything with this, but Jerry obviously wanted to be in the front of this and get the credit for it, which he didn't feel like he was getting. And from that point on, when the separation happened with Jimmy, it's just kind of been a bleep show. And, yeah, the demise of the Dallas Cowboys has been Jerry Jones and his ego.
Absolutely.
I think that's absolutely truth. If he were just an owner, he would be one of the best owners in sports history, maybe the best. But the fact that they have to have their family running the football operations is a massive problem. And I don't know how 30 years of failure doesn't show to you we've got to make a change. But why they won't is, again, the ego. The ego is the biggest problem.
We let him down, though.
How so?
I'll admit this. We let him down because Jerry likes to listen and trust people. We let him down with our opinions.
But he's had a lot of you.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, exactly. Like, Brian, how long were you there?
No, I was there 13. I was there 6 years.
6 years. It's been 30.
6 years. 6 years, we had three really, really bad teams. And that, I think the thing that Jerry really trusted us to give him advice, and we let him down. We just weren't good enough. And that's a problem. I mean, if you're going to trust me with advice and I don't give you the best advice and you're making decisions off my advice, is that his problem or my problem for giving him the advice?
I think it's both.
Yeah, I'm saying Jerry has a lot of faults. Listening to us was a bad fault.
But did he put you in a position to succeed when he traded two first-round picks for Joey Galloway?
You know what? I personally didn't think we needed to give two. One, willing to do. But, but he trusted us to trade for Joey Galloway.
He was trying.
He felt that he needed to give two picks to get Joey Galloway. You know why? Because we talked up Joey Galloway.
Well, and in fairness, that version of Jerry is the one we're kind of wishing
I
would come back.
I could speak up to 2005, and I think once he got Will McClay in the building, I think things improved.
They did, because they drafted well. Will is a good drafter.
He's good at giving him the right advice.
Yeah.
And I think that Jerry's biggest fault as an owner is he trusts guys like me who, at the end, were wrong.
But also, how much is he also undercutting the scouts that are doing the work, and he calls Barry Switzer up and says, me about DeMarco Murray.
That is Jerry. That's the problem, though, Zach.
Exactly.
The problem is that he's willing to listen to Barry Switzer and listen to Dana Bible and Jim Garrett on guy. See, that's the advice. When Jerry gets good advice, they're a better team. They drafted better for, like, if you talk about the Zach. What advice did he get when Ryan Shazier got drafted ahead of them? What advice did he get from everybody in the room? We're not taking Johnny Manziel.
Right, and Steven.
That was good advice.
That's Steven's big win.
That's great advice.
That's the best thing Steven's done.
Yeah.
Steven also was like, no, don't go get Deion Sanders. We don't need him.
We effed him up
where you had to get Deion Sanders or you weren't beating San Francisco.
Yeah.
But to Mike Jones' point, like, the biggest thing is Jerry putting himself in that ultimate decision-maker role where he has to listen.
No question.
Ideally, he'd be listening to, like, a head coach who's got a great vision and then catering his marketing message around that.
A traditional general manager might have been able to, in his own, say, no, wait a minute, I'm not doing this. But he's listening to people, and, you know, trusted people. He's listening to people that he feels like that, hey, this guy's got a good football opinion, and I need to listen.
Okay, you're going to listen to What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up at 5:20. And I do believe what I'm going to be thinking about at that point is something I can't get out of my mind. It's the most interesting thing going on in the world right now.
Ooh.
And it's not the JFK redacted info or unredacted info. That's
you got something
released.
Better than that right now?
I think so. I think it's even better than that. We got 3 hours down, two to go. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. $3 Michelob Ultra Pints, $4 Jameson Shots. This is your new favorite neighborhood a burger spot, and we're watching the tournament.
How about this milkshake right here? I see you eyeballing.
I know
that. I
know. That's great. That's great. I need that to work on my willpower. That's strengthening me right now.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
I love staring it down. It's like staring at a pitcher of beer.
Developing that muscle that just is able to be strong enough and disciplined.
Yeah,
this is from Tim in Carthage. Pappy just sent us a bunch of cookies and cream milkshakes.
Oh, we love you, Pappy.
This thing is unbelievable.
Thank you, Pappy. You're the man. Hope to hear from him coming up here in about 20 minutes. Chief, what are we doing in the meantime?
Got a little football's finest with a dash of madness, including the total number of perfect brackets, and the crusty scout's eye is still as dialed as ever next in the nation.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.